welcome to Between the Lines, which is Kearney County's community calendar for the week of January 21st, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I am your host, Richard. To begin with, the Kearney County Library will be having their January board meeting on Tuesday, the 24th at 7 o'clock in the Johanna Shibblehut Room. Anyone interested in attending is more than welcome to come. This upcoming week for the Deerfield School System, on January 23rd, there's high school basketball versus Moscow. They will begin at 6:30 and then the next game roughly around 8 o'clock. On Thursday the 25th, there's high school JV basketball and it will be at Plainview. For Lakeland for this upcoming week, on Monday the 22nd, there's middle school basketball at Sacred Heart and it will begin at 4:30. On Tuesday the 23rd, there's high school basketball at Scott City at 4:45. Wednesday, there's the High Plains League Middle School Math Contest. It will be at Meade, and it begins at 9:30 in the morning. Then there's also a High Plains League Middle School League meeting. It's also going to be at Meade, and it begins at 10:30 in the morning. Also that day is the High Plains League Scholars Bowl Tournament. It will be at Stanton County, and it will begin at 4 o'clock. On Thursday, the 25th, there's High School Forensics, and it will be at Southwestern Heights. There's also a middle school basketball, and it's going to be at Sublette at 4:30. On the 26th, which is the Friday, they have high school wrestling in Garden City. It begins at 9:30 in the morning. Then there's high school basketball here versus Wiley, Colorado. It will begin at 5 o'clock. And make note of the 5 o'clock because that is a change that was made. It did say on the school calendar 4:45, but that has been changed to 5 o'clock. On Saturday the 27th, there's high school forensics. It will be at Holcomb. There's high school JV wrestling. It will be at Larned beginning at 9 o'clock. There's high school JV basketball tournament here at 10 o'clock. And there's also high school wrestling in Garden City. For this upcoming week for the senior sitter, on the 22nd, there's path exercises at 10 o'clock. On Tuesday the 23rd, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 9:30, and at 10:30 is chair yoga. On Wednesday the 24th, there's coffee at 8, path exercises at 10, 10:45 is Bible study, at noon is the meal site, and that day the meal will be beef and noodles, mashed potatoes, carrots, bread, and a dessert. And then that afternoon will be the New Year, New You, and it begins at 1:30. On the 25th, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 9:30, chair yoga at 10:30, and at 1:30 will be bingo. On Friday the 26th, there's coffee at 8, path exercises at 10, 1 o'clock is bridge, and then from 3 to 5 is soup pickup. And to go along with that, to place your order for the next Super Friday, they will be doing their February 2nd orders. That will be creamy chicken and mushroom soup. Remember, they have two sizes you can order. One is large. It is a 20-ounce soup, and it is $4. Medium is 16-ounce soups, and they are $3. All soups come with bread and or crackers. You will receive a 50-cent discount on your next order if you return the container. To make your order for the February 2nd Super Friday, you will need to contact the Senior Center at 355-6482. You need to do that by Wednesday so they can reserve your soup and the size that you wish to have. And remember, it is going to be creamy chicken and mushroom soup. The Deerfield Brotherhood Annual Groundhog Supper is going to be Wednesday, January 31st. It will be at the Deerfield Community Building on Main Street in Deerfield, Kansas. Serving will begin at 4:30 in the afternoon. Tickets for adults are $7. Kindergarten to fourth grade is $4. Preschoolers eat free. For Meals on Wheels for the Deerfield area only, you can call 426-2600 the night of the supper, and they will make arrangements for that. And of course, remember, this is serving the best whole hog sausage around. And bulk sausage is sold during the supper, so if you enjoy the sausage, you can get it there. The Kearney County USDA Farm Service Agency will be hosting a Customer Appreciation Day on Monday, January 29th, from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the USDA Service Center in Lakeland, located at 212 West Santa Fe Trail Boulevard. They invite you to come and enjoy some coffee, tea or water, and a variety of homemade cookies and breads, Plus, sign up for a chance to win some fabulous store prizes and visit with them about the different programs that they might have to be able to serve you. In the city of Deerfield, all dogs in the city that are 6 months of age or older shall be registered at the Deerfield City Hall prior to March 1st, 2018. A $2 fee for spayed and neutered dogs, and a $3 fee for dogs not spayed or neutered. Dog tags are available with current proof of rabies vaccination. And remember, no person or household may harbor more than 3 dogs. Also for the town of Lakin, they have the 2018 animal license. They are now available at the city clerk's office. Every owner of any dog or cat over 2 months of age shall register with city clerk each dog and cat owned and kept within the city limits. The owner of any dog and cat 4 months of age or older shall present a current completed certificate of immunization against rabies. It is unlawful for the owner of any dog or cat to fail to maintain effective rabies immunizations. The registration period is from January 1st through December 31st of each year. The annual registration fee is $2, payable before March 1st of each year without penalty. A registration grace period of 30 days will be given to new residents and newly acquired dogs or cats. Commercial kennel registrations are for any person or household having more than 3 dogs, 6 cats of 6 months of age or older. They must apply for this commercial kennel license. There is also going to be a rabies vaccination clinic that will be Saturday, February 24th at 9 o'clock to noon at Western Plains Veterinary Clinic. Farmers and ranchers with base acres in the Agricultural Risk Coverage, or ARC, or Price Loss Coverage, PLC, Safety Net Program may enroll now for the 2018 crop year. The enrollment period will end on August 1st, 2018. Because shares and ownership of a farm can change year to year, producers must enroll by signing a contract each program year. The producers of a farm that are not enrolled for the 2018 enrollment period will not be eligible for financial assistance from the ARC or PLC programs for the 2018 crop should crop prices or farm revenues fall below the historical price or revenue benchmarks established by the program. Producers who made their elections in previous years must still enroll during the 2018 enrollment period. Cover commodities include barley, canola, large and small chickpeas, corn, cramba, flaxseed, grain sorghum, lentils, mustard seed, oats, peanuts, dry peas, rapeseed, long grain rice, medium grain rice, which includes short grain and sweet rice, safflower seed, sesame, soybeans, sunflower seed, and wheat. Upland cotton is no longer a covered commodity. For more details regarding these programs, you can go to www.fsa.usda.gov/arc-plc. Producers enrolled in the Agricultural Risk Coverage or Price Loss Coverage programs must protect all cropland and non-cropland acres on the farm from wind and water erosion and noxious weeds. Producers who sign ARC county or individual contracts and PLC contracts agree to effectively control noxious weeds on the farm according to sound agricultural practices. If a producer fails to take necessary actions to correct a maintenance problem on a farm that is enrolled in ARC or PLC, the county committee may elect to terminate the contract for the program year. For more information, producers are encouraged to visit their local FSA offices. The USDA, in partnership with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration and the University of Nebraska in Lincoln, produced the U.S. Drought Monitor to include a reporting feature that allows producers to report local drought impacts and conditions. The report allows producers to provide a written description of drought impacts on livelihood, activities, etc., select categories to show losses and gains as a result of the drought, report on the duration of drought event, select affected places, geographic areas ranging from an entire state to a small area within a state, submit images that document the drought and its impact, provide contact information, includes an option to keep information confidential. The reporting tool for producers to record the effects of the drought can be accessed at the following link, http://droughtreporter.unl.edu/submit-report/. More information, including state-specific drought impact maps, can be found on the U.S. Drought Monitor homepage, which is http://droughtmonitor.unl.edu/HOME.ASPX. Remember, within the community, if you have an afternoon or you have visitors coming and they have some time, they can go to the Kearney County Museum Tuesdays through Friday from 9 to 4 o'clock to see the local artifacts for our county. Other activities for this upcoming week: on January 22nd, the Kearney County Conservation District annual meeting will be here in Lakin at 6 o'clock. On the 23rd, there's Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. On the 24th, there's Topps Memorial Building. From 6 to 8 is weigh-in. At 8 o'clock is the meeting. And then that evening, there will be a city council meeting for Lakin at 6:30. On the 25th, there's Kearney County Rescue meeting at 6:30, Lakin Gun Club at 7, and Lakin AA meeting at 8. On Thursday the 25th, there's Kearney County Rescue meeting at 6:30, Lakin Gun Club at 7, and Lakin AA meeting at 8 o'clock. There will be a Kearney County Hospital Town Hall meeting Monday, January 22nd. This will be at 6 o'clock at the Kearney County Hospital Classroom. And then also there's a special joint meeting of the Board of Kearney County Commissioners and the City Council members of the cities of Lakin and Deerfield. This will be Monday, January 22nd at 7 p.m. and it will be held at the Veterans Memorial Building here in Lakin, Kansas. That's going to do it for us for this week. We hope everybody out there enjoys the upcoming week visiting with their family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.